This is CliffCentral.com.
Such a chilled way to start the show, man. Wow. That is Male coming through with You Make My Heart Go. I haven't heard a song so simply named in such a long time. You know, You Make My Heart Go. Like, can you imagine this song, like the video on TV when they write the credits and stuff like Male, You Make My Heart Go in brackets, boom, ba-da-ba-da.
You decide what I suppose it's you decide what your heart is doing.
I guess right?
It's kind of lazy, but it's creative and simple. So it's
I don't think it's lazy. It's lazy? Join my song, you know. Like, I want everyone to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know how Freshly Ground with Doobie Doo? Mm. You can't sing that song. You can't go like party without going para pa 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 para at right at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like join in. Be part of the fun.
Okay, it makes sense.
Be part of the fun.
It's like everybody's heart has a different rhythm, so you
know
that.
Yeah. Mine goes boom para.
Yours goes boom.
Welcome to it, man. It is 20 something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short, at Jack_5'4" on Twitter. I am joined by my very good friend here, Mr. Neil Van Given. How are you, man?
Actually, mine would be something more sexual, I think.
Why? Okay, like let's go there.
You make my heart go, ah.
That is your heart.
Yeah, that's
beat
my heart. Yeah.
At that point in time.
That's how my heart feels.
Ah. That's not okay. I don't know if that's a beat, but I doubt you'd stay alive for too long. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Chilled, man. So yeah. Today we're joined by two people, two young people, who are effectively trying to change their world, world, right? They're putting in their bid as you know, good citizens of the world, to actually help out. And they're doing it in such a cool way. It's different. It's new. I've always wondered, like, you know how typical organizations work, like, please donate 5 rand to the children and then we'll give them food and stuff, you know. So I feel like things need to change. Times have changed, right?
In those situations, I always ask for a plaque or an award. Like, if you're going to, if it's an organization asking me for money, there better be like an award in my name in that organization.
Right at the end of the day.
It's like,
it's
Neil Van Given Award goes to.
Yeah, Neil was here. He did this.
They say that no two persons ever read the same book.
Right?
Yeah.
That is such an interesting way to open it up, man. Mm. So we're joined by two people from a company called Brand Likey. Mm. That's a cool name, right?
It is.
And apparently it's an acronym, but we'll get into that in a little bit. I am joined by Nick and Tracy from Brand Likey. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So let's start here. Let's keep it simple. We're going to do this step by step. No one's going to fall by the wayside. No off-ramping. Yes, nothing. Yes. Brand Likey. How did that begin? Mm-hmm. What is Brand Likey?
Oh, man. Brand Likey is the new way of edutainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It's flamboyant. It's present. It's here. It says, acknowledge me, I'm here.
Yeah.
But the acronym itself. So let me give you a bit of a laconic background about who we are and what we do and why we're here and why it is very important that we're here.
Yeah.
We started Brand Likey last year, June, starting end of June, beginning July. So what had happened was we started with going to schools, and we went to schools activating pro reading programs.
Yeah.
Because I myself, and I'm an avid reader. Mm-hmm. I started by being a rapper. I was an up and coming rapper. Fortunately, the management team that I was under said what's lacking is content in a lot of rap songs. So I took a year, 2013, to read 100 books. So that's about 2 books a week, average page, about 300 to 400 pages. So they would want me to write summaries about these books. Within that journey, that's when I realized the actual power of reading. It felt like doors in my mind just kept unlocking with every single book. And that's when I said, there is something fundamentally important every time. That happens every time you flip a page.
Yeah.
And that was when I had the aha moment that perhaps my calling is not really music, but it's music as a tool to get me to voice out this new discovery. Well, not new, but to revoice a discovery that has been made thousands and thousands of years ago, really.
Yeah, man. I think as you were explaining, you know, the your background story, it became abundantly clear to me. Like, you can hear the difference between someone who reads and someone who doesn't, especially in how they communicate. You know, like how you choose your words is very atypical of a person who reads. You know what I mean?
Your voice,
I don't know.
His voice sounds like milk. It's very
right.
It's very soothing. Like, yeah,
right?
It's nice. It's very warm.
Now all we need is cornflakes. Fantastic.
Awesome biscuits.
Cappuccino.
It should be the first meal of the day.
Yeah, yeah, man. So, Tracy, how did you get involved?
Oh, I was basically there when it got birthed, when Brand Like You got birthed. I think I'm the brain behind all of this.
Ooh. Oh, okay. And then she throws down the gauntlet.
Oh,
it's, you thought you weren't rapping. It's a battle now. Oh, it's a battle now.
Well, I've known Nicholas for 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I obviously knew about his gift and his music writing and his poetic genius. And while we were talking about his recorded album at the time, we thought, hey, look, there needs to be a deeper meaning to this, right? Mm. And that's really where Brand Laiki was born. And we thought, hey, how about amalgamating the two? How about amalgamating music and education? And obviously looking at the crisis our country is in, you need to start somewhere. And we thought, okay, what do kids listen to? Why are kids not interested in reading? Why are kids not interested in picking a book up, for instance? And we thought, you know what, how about bringing the two together? Kids listen to your Jay-Z's, your... who else is there? Kanye West,
yeah.
And all of those people. Yeah, so he says. And so we needed to find a way to start making reading cool and interesting again. And that's really how we married rap music, urban rap music, and education. And that's how we started going to schools and really drawing attention to reading and the importance thereof. Because it's all good and well that we can, you know, we celebrate urban music. But we need to also listen to the call of the country.
Yeah.
Our education is going down the drains.
Mm. For you, Tracy, what makes reading cool? What's the cool thing about reading?
It's going into a different world. It's also expanding my vocabulary. You know, it's also allowing me to dream, allowing me to think bigger than myself. Reading is educational. You know, it just opens your mind to a whole new other world out there. I like self-help books and books on business and so forth. And it just really gives you a perspective on that millionaire who's written that book, you know, on how he did it, for instance, if that is what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in novels, it really just makes you dream and go to another world.
It does unlock your imagination.
It really does.
It really,
it really does. Yes. And you know, you grow as a person. You grow when you expose yourself to books and various kinds of books, and your conversations become different. So that's why I really enjoy reading.
You know, there's a saying that has been around for many years that if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. We are not hiding anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
We are out here looking for the truth. So,
yeah.
You guys didn't explain the acronym. You guys didn't say it.
Right.
No, we didn't.
You didn't. But you know, it's been dope so far.
The build-up. It's about the build-up. You know,
you can't just, you know,
but we need to get to it.
Chapter one, chapter two. You see what's going on here?
Guys.
Man.
Flip the page.
Yeah. flip the page.
Yeah.
So the Laiki acronym stands for Life as I Know It.
Ah.
For me, that's books. So as an urban rapper at the time, what I was trying to introduce to the world is life as I know it. Even my songwriting, the direction it took, I wasn't rapping about your latest couture or your most fashionable bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
I was talking about
how fat your girlfriend's
exactly,
ass is.
You know what I mean? Like for me, it was the ability to take authors and make that sound cool. So I wrote a rap. I actually wrote a song called 100 Books Later.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how I read that book from that author, which led to that information, and now I'm a boss.
Yeah. those 100 books, can I, if you, I'm sure you can remember, which was the first one that you picked up?
Power of Your Subconscious Mind at the Age of 16.
Wow. no, I think you should take over. I just went blank right now.
So that that allowed me to see beyond what my peers were looking at. So, you know, in school trying to be cool. And this is where it actually does help to read books for teenagers. Let me tell you how. In school, the jocks are trying to, you know, they're the sports guys. You know, the girls are always, hey, to
the
jocks.
Skinny guy.
Now, here comes the skinny guy. I'm actually going to defend the skinny guy. So here comes the skinny guy. He's picked up a book. He's realized how to interact with female needs. So when the jock breaks the girl's heart, the girl comes, you know, so-and-so did this, and you're like, you know, in the book I'm reading, you know, I actually found out that it's actually him. It's not you, you know, it's he's the one going through things. Oh my God, tell me more. You know, so as a teenager still trying to be socially relevant, you actually get power in books, but no one celebrates it. No one says, I'm going to be the icon for books, and I'm going to show the kids you can drive a Ferrari reading a book. You don't have to dribble on the court or make a lyric work for you all the time. There's actually just being a book. I mean, last year I was acknowledged as South Africa's first official urban edutainer by the Minister of Basic Education and the President. My qualification is matric. So I allowed not to promote any brands, but I allowed Exclusive Books, for example, to be my university.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't go to university.
Yeah.
So I would budget a book a week.
Yeah.
And now here's what I've been blessed with.
All right. So let's talk about when you guys actually started going out to these schools.
Right.
Trying to get people, young people, especially reading.
Yeah.
Some of the challenges that you faced trying to get any teenager to pick up a book and just read for pleasure.
Right.
Is a battle in itself.
Absolutely.
But with the journey that you've taken, what are some of the challenges that you've picked up along the way?
We've noticed that it's not most of the time the lack there of books, you know, or devices, because now we're moving into technology. So there are ebooks, there are tablets around. The challenge and what we are fighting for as Brand Laiki is the perception of reading.
Yes.
Because you can give a child a tablet, he'll be on Facebook, he'll be on Instagram, sure he'll page the book because there's no desire. That's why we already celebrated urban artists to say, all right guys, how about you communicate to the kids that for you to be such a brilliant lyricist, you had to read.
Yeah.
You cannot write music without having some exposure to words. Now, when for example, South African icon like AKA says, you know what, for me to hit you with the punchlines you like, I actually had to sort of open up a few books.
Yeah.
I had to read somewhere, whether it's high school education and it ended there, but I allowed my mind to store in a lot of words. So that's when we came in and said, all right, these very voices maybe should now be overtly communicating to kids and saying, this is the way to go.
Very cool.
I love that you said that reading makes you sexy.
Right.
Makes you an attractive kind of person, an attractive kind of guy.
Your dates are not boring.
Yeah. So if you walk into a room and there's two females, right?
Right.
One of them is covered in books and the other one is wearing the sexiest Victoria's Secret underwear in the world.
Right.
Which one do you go to?
For me, it's a no-brainer. It has to be the one that is covered in books. I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, with the Victoria's Secrets, I'm not knocking anybody, but it really doesn't leave any room for the imagination. You know, with the books, you actually have to flip a few pages to see what's under there. You know? So for me, it's definitely the one with books because I value conversation. I value human connection.
Is there such a thing as wrong reading or reading the wrong things? Because, I mean, we knock Facebook a lot of times.
Right.
And we knock Twitter a lot of times and things that happen on the web. But is there such a thing as reading from the wrong sources?
Will you take that?
Yes. I think yes. Why do I say that? Because social media has so much nonsense going on at times. Look, being in the field of branding as well, I think it's of paramount importance that you know what you are exposing yourself to. If you're going to be reading gossip and all these other gossip columns, you're not really empowering yourself.
Yeah.
So if you need to decide what it is that you want to feed your brain, right? If you want to feed your brain with gossip and mang did what with whoever, then it's not really going to help you. You're not going to learn. You're not going to grow. You're not going to progress. So yes, I think there is wrong reading.
So it's not necessarily that you're reading. It's also about what it is you're reading.
I really think so. Yes, you need to read to be able to grow and to advance, right? It's pointless me going through a gossip magazine and I know what Kim did. Kim does not know me. She does not care about me.
Yeah.
But instead, take that 30 minutes or that hour and read a book that's actually going to empower me, that's going to make me want to live a better life. So I really think that it is important for you to choose what it is that you put in yourself and what you invest in yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much noise. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. There's so much noise in the world. Like, there's TV, yeah. there's social media, there's advertising, there's all of these things, right? Mm-hmm. How would you advise someone to you know, shut that noise out and actually sit down and read a book? Sometimes, I'm sure this is going to sound like an excuse, but
yeah.
Some people just can't find the time within life's noise, if I can put it that way, mm-hmm. to open a book. Well, yeah. How do you then tell that person, look, this is how you can structure your time mm-hmm. or fit in reading into your day?
Look, it's not easy, right? Mm. Just like any habit that you're trying to either get rid of or any other habit that you're trying to develop and get into, you need to do it repeatedly. For me, and I'm sure I speak for Nicholas as well when I say that he had to exercise a discipline muscle, right? But look at your day and look at what you spend time on. What is it that you're doing? So if you're watching an hour's television a day, I'm sure you can cut that program in half and rather pick a book up and read for 30 minutes. So I don't think there really is an excuse. Either you wake up earlier or go to bed 30 minutes later. But I think we make time for what we find important. And it's really just about time management and prioritizing what is that's more important to you. Is it that program that's really not that beneficial to your education and to your growth, or is it picking a book up and rather reading or completing that book?
Alrighty, let's get into the Pages concert.
Yes.
I think we've come along mm-hmm. pretty well. We've packed up all the information. We're good. Now let's talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I want a party. So let's get into it. What is the Pages concert?
Pages concert, South Africa's first official pro reading concert. By official, we have so many departments in government that are in support of what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
Just to name a few, Department of Basic Education has given us their support. Department of Gauteng Department of Education has given us their support. Department of Arts, Sports, Arts and Culture have given us their support. The City of Johannesburg has given us their support.
Everybody has given you their support.
Given us their support because they realize the importance of something like this. Remember, there's a lot of pro reading programs out there, and
yeah.
we really, as Brand Laiki, appreciate every single one of them because our goals are in alignment.
Yeah.
However, we are flamboyantly doing this. We
loudly,
let me give
proudly,
you an example. For example, the stage at the Pages concert is a 20x10 book that is actually structured to look like pages are turning as the performances are happening. So, I mean, you know.
Explosion right there.
You guys. Give us some pictures. Do you guys have some pictures?
Definitely.
All right, we'll post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
At @Jack_5'4". You'll check it out there as well.
You know, what the Pages concert is about is making reading cool.
Yeah.
Visually, audio, through audio as well, because the artists that are going to perform, and remember, we really very fastidious about who we choose to come there, because they need to understand themselves the value of reading, so that when they tell their story, it's very easy to align a song to a book or an experience in a way that entices the kid to say, oh my goodness, so and so is reading this book, and they actually read. So maybe there is something to this reading that I'm missing out as the listener to the person, you know. So that's one of the things that we are trying to bring in a very cool way. So we have some of South Africa's top 10 artists coming to the event, and the experience. So let me walk you through pages, right? You get there at 10 o'clock.
No way.
The gates open at 10 o'clock. The show actually starts at 12. Within that time, between 10 and 12, there are kids. There will be word games. There will be word Scrabble. Treasures, Scrabble, yeah. where yeah. kids. There are actually tables and areas specifically for your 30 seconds and your Scrabble. So there will be word hunts as well. Where, for example, there'll be a big word about. A meter print of a word with a picture on the word, where, for example, our partners and sponsors would be giving away their devices, some of them its product and whatnot for the kids to win on the day. So it's a very interactive concert. We also have exhibition space there for literature based or orientated organizations, from your publishers to any company really that caters to the high school market, really.
Yeah.
Or any company that's pro-education and would love to make a difference, you know, in the education field, and who would love to be a part of South Africa's first pro-reading concert, because this is not going to be the first one and only. We're definitely going to have more around the country and in years to come. So the exhibition space is really for any other corporation or an individual sponsor who supports the vision of reading and education in a country, our country.
Yeah, if you're an author, for example, and you want to exhibit what you do, you have 3 books or a book under your name and you just want it to be out there, this is a perfect platform for you to come in, interact.
All right, specifically about the exhibition between 10 and 12, how do, let's just say, I know someone actually who has a book. She put together a book of poetry, and let's just say she wants to come through and present her stuff. How does she get in contact with you? How do people get involved, specifically speaking, about that exhibition?
Right. We have the various platforms. In fact, I liked your introduction. It was just so smooth, you know, smooth flowing, you know. This is me.
This is what I do.
Handle Twitter, you know. It sounded like like a rap. You know?
Man, we've been out here, man. We've been out here. You better recognize #20somethingCC.
Exactly.
We've been out here.
We are going to be very word for word, because this is important. I mean, if there's someone out there listening who understands what it is that we're trying to do, we would actually like to for them to know. For example, they can direct email, which is the best way to sort of do this. And the email, let's give it a drum roll for people to get their pens.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pregnant pause.
The email would be Nicholas, spelled NICOLAS. @laiki-sa.com. And the alternative email address would be Tracy, TRACY, @laiki-sa.com.
Yes. So whoever it is that is interested in exhibiting would just pop us an email, and then we'd discuss the different exhibit space options and packages that we have for those people who'd like to exhibit. So your friend is more than welcome to come.
Okay, we need to give Lena a call.
Yeah, we need to give definitely a call after the show.
We have to do that.
If they ever wanted to sell books, they could just simply say ad free. Books are advert free, which I love.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get intimate with the words and your imagination.
Exactly. And,
what are you guys currently reading?
I'm reading What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. By Shed Hemel Mather.
Excuse me?
Where do you find these books, man?
how to talk to yourself.
Exactly. I mean, there's some valuable information there, just on the top of my head. They talk about when you're a kid, between the ages of 10 to 12, you get told no on average about 150,000 times. So your mind gets programmed to hear no. And I saw this myself. I was with my niece. She wanted the TV remote and I said no. She ran to her mother and her mother said no about something. That so it's no, 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 no. And now when you've grown up as an adult and you're trying to live a yes life, yes, I can be successful. Yes, I deserve this. That programming that happened to you as a child has this strong neuropath that's fighting to sort of re-establish itself. Every time you're trying to break that habit. So it was a good piece of information to read, and it sort of makes you wonder, goodness, am I operating my life from all the programming that was exposed to me as a kid, or am I at a position now of growth? And just being conscious of that allows you now to have a choice to say, that's a negative thought, so I'm not going to entertain it. Let me rather spend more time focusing on the positive thoughts that help me to be a better person, to grow.
Really cool, man. Yeah. Tracy, what book are you reading?
I'm reading Love, Lead by Brian Houston. So I love reading spiritual books. Why are you shaking your head?
No. My producer from time to time gives me notes.
So oh, I see.
I can hear him. You guys can't. I'm sorry about that.
So I'm thinking you are shaking your head.
No, not at all.
Not a good book.
Sorry, I should have let you guys know off air that this would happen from time to time. I'm sorry, Duncan. Yes. I heard you, buddy. Thanks. Okay, there you go. Tracy, you're saying sorry.
Yes. So it's Live, Love, Lead by Brian Houston. He's one of my favorite authors. It's a spiritual book, and it just basically speaks about his perception on life, on love and leadership. He's the founder of Hillsong Church.
Yeah.
And has written many, many books, and is a businessman as well. So yeah, that's the book I'm reading.
If you died in the middle of reading those books, right? If you died like mid sentence even, or mid paragraph, you died just then. Do you think that's a book you'd look good? That would be a good look for you, having died in the middle of it? Am I making sense?
Yeah, like when the cops get there, it's like yeah,
oh, he was reading
evidence. You know, in look. Court when they're like, here we go, we've got exhibit A.
Look, what to say when you talk to yourself? I mean, wow, I think that would that would paint a very different picture. Like, I wonder what the conversation was. No, Nick, it's time to go. You know, hold on. You know, Nick.
Stay away from the light, Nick. Stay away from the light.
I think my choice would be a quit. You're right. From here on out, it's going to be success in a day. get her number quickly, you know? Something a bit more social. Yeah. Note to self.
Tracy, I think your pick would be
I am going to heaven, Baba. Yeah. Yeah.
Yours would like, be so know, simple.
Exactly.
Like, I mean,
oh, they're like, oh, yeah. You know, she was prepared. She was prepared.
Most probably when we find you, Nick, we'd be like, he's such a narcissist.
This guy.
So self-important. Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, was he depressed? Was it depression?
Oh, man. All right.
So we were at 12 o'clock. We were at midday. Right. The exhibition has happened. We are at the Pages concert.
Right.
What happens from midday?
What happens is that the opening act comes along. Now, then just because we're trying to instantly... Remember, we're dealing with teenagers, so captivating them is important.
Yeah.
So that opening act... That opening act
it has to be an, like
it's. I mean, you have a page, you have a book flipping behind you. You already kind of have a lot of help as a performer at the time. But we're going to make it really. We also want we working on powder works as well to theme the event. So it's really going to be something visually enticing. 12 o'clock, the opening act happens, and then after the opening act, we'd have a talk from a respected author. author or from someone we're lobbying for politicians, certain pro-reading politicians to come also motivate the kids. Yeah. And then from there, what happens is there'll be breaks within where kids now can be social and start interacting with each other in terms of different schools, different book interests. Not very monitored, but more allowing them to sort of choose and pick.
Yeah.
You know, the and because of the exhibitions, we're going to have maps as well, prize-winning maps, where you as you enter the concert, you will be given a map where there'll be like a, say for example, a brand logo or sponsor logo, where you know if you go to that specific stand, there's a chance you might win something. So it turns into a pro word treasure hunt. There'll also be games on stage. So when you enter, it's a free concert. Your point of entry is registering for a library card. This is also with a little twist that we had to make sure that there is a culture of reading. So as you enter, there'll be a word on your ticket. Now, your word could pop up on stage. It could pop up right next to you with using some magnificent sort of trail where we can roll it down from a tree, because we have some trees for shade as well, and your word pops up. When your word pops up, you actually have the opportunity to go on stage and explain the word. So for example, if your word is antediluvian, as you enter, you have a certain amount of time to figure out exactly what that word means so that you can come tell us about it. The point of the concert is that when these kids leave the concert, because we cater for 5,000 school kids, so when they leave the concert, they should be able to say, wow, what an experience. Did you see that electronic book that was busy doing fantastic? Did you see the prizes? Did you see when words started falling from trees or whatever? It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's one when we announce the one coming up in June, every single school will be sort of lobbying to be there.
In addition to that, if I may just add, yes, it will be an experience. It will be visually enticing. But I think the message is really to invoke that desire to read.
Yeah.
Every child needs to walk away thinking, man, I need to read to be able to empower myself. Or I want to pick up a book and read and learn new words because words are cool. That is really what we're trying to do. And hoping that that message will translate into the household where that kid is from. Because I don't know about you, but as a child, I was not read to. My mom did not read a book for me at bedtime. And it's really a culture that we need to start in our country. So in addition to visual experience, we want the child to walk away with a hunger to read.
You know, it's sometimes very difficult, especially when you're putting together a project like you guys are. It's difficult to assess whether it was a success or not.
Mm-hmm.
What is your measurement? Yeah, what is your barometer? Where do you guys feel at the end of the concert, once everything is said and done, when you're sitting there, how will you know that what you did or you achieved the goal that you set out to achieve?
The beauty part about us actually having the relationship with the schools is that the English teachers at this school will be able to give us the sort of standard percentage of the learners that will be attending. This is the beauty part about how we've structured this. So now, before we start inviting schools again for the next one that's happening in June, in alignment with June 16, is that we are going to now look at the performance. The kids will be made aware that if you want to attend the next concert, your English marks must improve, because we now know where your English marks are.
Are you limiting it just to English at this point in time? As a starting point, will there at some stage be, will we be looking at your Spedi marks or your Afrikaans marks?
Absolutely. Because this is the inaugural one, we decided to keep it as pro-English, because that's kind of where the urban side of it currently, where we took the interest in, or at least as a brand, what we thought needs more pushing, especially according to the ANA report of 2015, where it's 30% in advanced reading. We need help a lot in English advanced reading.
Yeah.
So then when we invite the schools again, we're going to have the list of schools, check out their performances. And if your school did not perform, you will not, remember the schools that are coming are automatically going to qualify to the next concert, even though we'll be inviting more schools.
Yeah.
So if your school does not perform, then for the next one, we're going to have to say, you guys need to get those marks out to have this experience again. Mm-mm. So in
no SIPO, we need an A plus.
Exactly.
A plus. So
in that way, we are able to sort of measure our impact.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
All right, cool, man.
You're talking about books, and you're talking about a books concert for books. But it sounds as though you're talking about Nicki Minaj, and that it sounds so enticing. Like, wow, I need to.
I want to be there.
You're talking about a Nicki concert. I swear,
I want to be there.
Like, I want to be there.
Can I MC the thing? That's how seriously sure. I want to be there. All right, we need to start wrapping up. So, when is it happening? Let's start there.
It's happening on the 23rd of April, World Book Day.
Aha, 23rd of April, where is it going down?
It's going to happen at the City of Johannesburg, outside the City of Johannesburg Library. We're going to close off that whole area to accommodate 5,000 school kids, and those 5,000 school kids are going to have a ball.
With me involved.
With you
in. You can come.
5,000 school kids and a cool kid. It works, man. It really
Maybe
works.
Maybe you guys can broadcast from there. Who knows?
Who knows, man? Yeah. We must just put together a proposal.
That's it.
Follow protocol.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So how do we keep up with you guys on Facebook, Twitter, social media? How do we connect with you guys?
Oh, fantastic. On Twitter, we are at Pages Concert.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, we are at Pages Concert. On Facebook, we are Brand Laiki.
Life as I know it.
Life as I know it.
Yeah, man.
Which is books.
It is, man. Yeah. What an awesome... awesome chat, man. Like, I really am so grateful you guys came through. It's such an innovative way of getting people to do the right thing, essentially. You know what I mean? I think all of us need to take the time out of our days, literally. Mm-hmm. We've got 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
At some point in time, we need to pick up a book and start reading.
We also, we'd like to have an official call for action in terms of all the South Africans listening or anyone abroad who's from South Africa to get involved.
Yeah.
This is, we need as much, because it's a free concert, we need as much sponsorship as we possibly can. So for those who are interested in that, we'd like for them to get in touch with us. We're at, I'll repeat again, Nicholas, NICOLAS, at Laiki, LAIKI, -SA.com, or Tracy at Laiki, TRACY, at Laiki, LAIKI-SA.com, just to help us make this an experience for the kids.
Really cool, man. Thank you guys so much for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
Van Given.
Hey, man. I found this thing. I think it's Nick. It might not be. It might be someone else. Myfunnyprofile.com.
Wow.
Okay.
And I've been reading some of these answers that you've given on this thing. Some of them are weird, man.
Oh, wow.
Who was my first love? Who was your first love?
My first love. Oh, my. It has to be my first love.
Okay.
Princess Di.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi. You know what? At the beginning of the show, I said there won't be any off-ramping, but since Nell Van Given is here, it happens. These things happen.
It says mother, just by the way.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through. Man, Van Given will be here some other time. I don't know when.
You are the only man that can get me to walk from Pretoria to Joburg.
Oh,
there we go, man. It's real dope. We out of here. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you download the podcast for those of you who missed the live version of the show. But we out of here, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
This is CliffCentral.com.